I'd like to go to the item that we pulled from consent. I believe we have somebody from risk here to talk about that. So would you please call 982, please?
Pay bodily injury lawsuit of Patricia Barger in the sum of $10,000 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Becky Chow. I'm with Risk Management. I also have someone from the City Attorney's Office here if we have questions. This ordinance settles a lawsuit filed against the City of Portland by Patricia Barger for an injury to her arm and emotional distress that resulted from an encounter with a police officer during a protest outside City Hall on October 12, 2016. Ms. Barger was standing on a MAX platform at Southwest 5th and Jefferson across the street when police officers were clearing protesters so that the MAX trains could resume operations. She claims that an officer struck her arm without warning. The officer reported at the time that Ms. Barger grabbed his baton as he approached her and that he used a push-pull technique to get her to let go. The city disagrees with Ms. Barger's allegation that she was subject to unreasonable force, but in order to avoid further litigation costs and a possible adverse jury award, Risk Management and the City Attorney's Office recommend a payment of $10,000, which includes medical bills, pain and suffering, and attorney's fees and costs.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Chow? Who pulled the item, please?
Dan Hampelman. We do have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. And would you read the first three, please?
We'll go Dan, Robert West, and Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
We'll go with 2 minutes, but if you need longer, you can have it.
Thank you, President Fritz and Council. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. I'm not here to argue about the settlement. I just want to continue to urge the council to go back to the policy of putting misconduct settlements on the regular agenda to promote transparency and discuss the underlying issues. The fact that Ms. Barger's case is being settled after she filed a claim is rare, only in that many people who are harmed by the police at protest actions don't make it as far as filing a claim. In this case, we're talking about a protest where police we're doing things that we've seen many times at Portland Cop Watch. They told people to move onto the sidewalk and then got angry with people, even though they were actually following the original orders. For context, that's to recognize this action took place over 2 years after the PPB began implementing the DOJ agreement and where they're supposed to de-escalate and use less force. Also, of course, the context is that this incident happened after City Council evacuated this chambers, leaving some of us locked in, went upstairs and voted on the police association contract in the heavily guarded Rose Room. After the vote was over and people stayed in the building to protest the contract, the police violently pushed them down the stairs. They're right across the breezeway there and outside into the street where they continued to use violence against the protesters. We definitely do not want to see a repeat of that kind of action after the council votes on the contract this time. We appreciate the council's effort so far to be transparent about new contract negotiations. I also just want to raise the point that, you know, we read all the police review board reports and there's no report about this officer being held accountable for the incident that happened. I heard the risk management person say the city doesn't believe they did anything wrong, but that doesn't necessarily mean they didn't violate policies.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Robert West, and I wanted to bring up the fact that the police are continuously being violent toward people. I see it every once in a while, but I see it a lot more in protests. I was there at City Hall when that happened. In fact, I was pushed down the stairs. And, you know, to me, you know, police doing things they're not supposed to do is commonplace. And police units changing their names, like the gang squad to the gun violence reduction team. And then they're out there doing the same thing anyway. is really bothersome to me that the city even allows that.
Mr. West, do you support or oppose this settlement?
I support the settlement. The city should pay the lady for her injuries and stuff like that and any other stuff that she went through. But I'm just sitting there saying these other things are things that the city police do and lead up to that kind of stuff. The police don't decide all of a sudden, hey, we're going to be violent today. It escalates from one, and then as they see things happen, that's when, you know, it gets worse and worse and worse, you know. City council has a duty to rein in their police officers. And on that day, they did not rein in their police officers.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And this $10,000 that is rightfully being dispersed that you need to quickly pay out is important, but it's also important that you should consider if there are other persons besides myself and Ms. Barger and a long list of people. Now, some of these people definitely won't be filing complaints because they're dead. Sean Kelleher, Yaka, Arminio Lewis, now dead, is in a picture near the area where Ms. Barger is incident, taking another unconscious person off the back steps of City Hall. So I, in light of the violence that happened there and is now costing you at least $10,000, why at least $10,000? Because on this agenda item, we're not talking about whether there are any other open complaints or pending litigation from the police violence that happened
over
3 years ago.
That's right, we're not talking about that.
So, I beg your pardon?
That's right, we're not talking about that. This is on this item.
Yes, this item, but we can't continually isolate the expense of mistakes or intentional misconduct of police. If the city was really diligent to the people, if you on the council were diligent to the people that elected you, you would have a running clock, and every time a police settlement comes up here, you would say, this $10,000 brings the bottom line of litigation against Portland Police Bureau up to $1,725,000 or whatever it is. Don't be afraid of transparency in facts. I understand this is an individual business item, but people were severely injured, knocked unconscious, removed from the back steps of this building under the regime of the prior mayor during that weird lame duck time from when Ted Wheeler was elected in May and Charlie Hales lame ducked his way through the police contract until January 2017 when the mayor came in and then was burdened with a police contract approved by a lame duck mayor. So that's the context of you're having to pay out these $10,000 to this unfortunate woman who deserves this money. Thank you.
Thank you. Did anybody else sign up?
The last two are Maggie and Diana.
Please remember to address this contract, which is whether or not we should pay this claim. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. I believe I was up in Joanne Hardesty's office telling a receptionist about a couple of mentally ill people that I've seen around the tourist areas that the police come and take them away in handcuffs, and they're unarmed. All they were doing
was
yelling.
Maggie, this incident was in 2016, so
yeah.
Anything that you talked
you
about with Commissioner Hart.
I support paying the money out because you need to be accountable when you do bad things.
Thank you.
All right.
Diana.
Good morning. My name is Diana, and I'm in support of this. I think that this is a very, very unfortunate situation. I mean, there's really not much to be said in regards to how this came about, but one of my questions in regards to with this payout is there going to be counseling that will be provided for Patricia to be able to process what's happened to her? I think that, when you go through something traumatic and you're passionate about something and you're making yourself vulnerable by protesting, regardless of what the topic is, you know, it's difficult when you feel that your voice has been silenced, and then for this event to have happened in 2016 and we're now, you know, in 2019, many years later, I wonder if counseling has been offered to her in order to just process this traumatic event, because to be in a crowd, to be injured, and to have to fight to get to this point today, I mean, that takes a lot of strength. And I think that she should be able to have the opportunity to speak with someone about this in a counseling session if she chooses.
Thank you.
I'd like to say one more thing.
Maggie, your time is done. Thank you. This is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.